You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Gonna take it.
Two legends in basketball analysis with over 70 years combined experience. This is the Bob Ryan and Jeff Goodman podcast.
NBA, some college, a little bit of everything.
You know what can I say? But it wasn't going to happen here with him. I was okay with it because it wasn't about talent.
Hey, everybody. Time for Bob Ryan, Gary Tanguay, our Zoom and pod. And I got to tell you, Bob's in a mood. Bob is in the mood. It's going to be a good one. Going to be a good one. But first, we have to tell you that our exclusive wagering partner of the CLNS Media Network is FanDuel. Get buckets with your first bet on FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Because right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 bet. Visit FanDuel.com/Boston and shoot your shot. 200 points scored in the All-Star game. Bob, I thought of you. I heard you in my head through the entire game last night. What an abomination.
Well, number one, I didn't last for the entire game. The NBA is guilty of fraudulent advertising, of consumer fraud, because they have pitched this as a basketball game.
Well, they tried. They tried.
It is not a basketball game. It is.
But Bob, Silver tried, right? I mean, what can you do? They went back to the old format. He tried. He can't make them do it.
Well, this is worrisome because, number one, it's obvious I hated the thing. I left it in the first quarter. Right. I knew after two possessions, nothing had changed. We knew that. Nothing changed. All right. But now I pick up the paper this morning in the Boston Globe, and Gary Washburn is telling us, reporting to us, all the things that were being said and done during the day, hoping that these players would cooperate and play a real game of basketball.
Right.
The best players in the world actually play a real game of basketball. And basically what they did, Gary, was give the middle finger to everybody. Give the middle finger to Silver, to Larry Bird, by the way, who was and just said, no, we're going to do it our way. And now I have to agree that some people out there, I would think no older than 30, maybe 40, that liked it. Nobody possibly who liked the game over 40 could stomach what they saw.
Right. Well, I mean, I don't know if you saw this on Twitter.
Age gap for sure in this whole thing. But it was a farce.
There was this from Antonio on Twitter, tweeting at you and me. Bob Ryan, Gary Tanguay, chill. It's an all-star game. Hock up some threes, have some flashy dunks, and send our stars back home healthy. And then, of course, he has a picture. I don't know if I'm violating copyright rules, but then he has a picture of an old man from The Simpsons yelling. Old man yelling.
Oh, I'm sorry. Who was this? I didn't get who told me.
Antonio, some guy on Twitter.
Oh, God, Twitter.
He says we're a couple of old men yelling at the clouds.
Oh, I got a lot of that. I get that. That's nothing original. So tell him, come up with something new. That's not original, okay? a big, big deal. I'm supposed to be hurt by that? Are you kidding me? It's just, here's the thing. Some people honestly think that this is the only way it can be. Thoughts like that prevail. There have been, historically, not in a while, someone just posted an X that 2001 was the last really good game. I'm not sure. But that when these guys showed up, had competitive pride in your craft and pride in your accomplishments and wanted to play a real basketball game because of the competition involved and the pride that they could outdo the other great players on the other side. That pride actually existed. These people now obviously don't think that way. And I don't know why they don't think that way. You'd think that they would want to show off their real skill and play the real game of basketball, but no, they don't want to do that. If our viewpoint is a minority viewpoint, all right, so be it. That's it. But people, I'm just telling them, All-Star games do not have to be that way, basketball. They can be very competitive. And I've covered them and I've seen them and I miss them because that can be a really compelling event. But now it's not basketball, it's just a joke.
I cannot imagine if Larry Bird and Magic Johnson suited up today, they could not play the game the way they played it today. If you put Larry and Magic out there at any point in time in their lives, they could only go at it 100%.
How about Michael?
And Michael, oh my God, Michael. Michael couldn't do it any other way.
Or Bill Russell. They wouldn't even understand the concept of not going out and playing hard in a game that's supposed to represent the pinnacle of achievement in their sport. The honor of being there is tremendous. And LeBron was expounding upon that even after last night about how excited, you know, while watching Jalen Brunson's reaction at being a first-time All-Star and all that. And I'm sure it was true. But then to go out and make a mockery out of your craft with you know how many personal fouls were in that game, Garrett? Do you?
I don't.
Three. There were five free throws attempted last night. The three personal fouls were by Jokic, Kawhi Leonard, and Trae Young. The free throws shot, Maxey was 2 for 2, Giannis was 1 for 2, and Paul George was 1 for 1. Now, please. Huh? Yeah. Guys, gals, don't tell me, do not look me in the eye and tell me that you love basketball and then you can endorse what that took place last night. Because that's contradictory. That's totally contradictory. That wasn't basketball.
I always try to look for, you know, the golden means. Like, let's look for a compromise. The reality is you could still have a competitive game and not risk injury and take care of players. For example, LeBron played what? I don't know, 10 minutes or something. So what? That's fine. It's his 20th All-Star game. LeBron's 39, 40 years old. If he wants to play 10 minutes, he can play 10 minutes. You don't have to beat people up. You don't have to play physically as you would, say, in a game 7 of a playoff, but you can be competitive.
You can guard somebody. Okay, LeBron played 14 minutes.
14 minutes, I stand corrected. I was surprised he played that much.
Yeah, he played 14 minutes.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. You know, like guys like LeBron, I'm okay. You know, you want to go out there, you want to play 10, whatever, fine. I'm okay with that. This is a time for the Brunsons of the world, you know, to get some playing time. Let them go crazy. But I agree with you, Bob. Yeah. I watched it for longer than you. I watched it in the second quarter, and then I turned on True Detective on HBO.
Well, I turned away from it, and let's see. I got some notes here. It was 25-20 before the 5-minute mark. I knew they were on a 200-point pace. You know, before 6 minutes had elapsed, they're on a 200-point pace. Yeah. So I turned it off, and I came back to it. And when I came back to it with 2:02 to go, it was 44-42. And so in the first period. And then I went, I said, that's it. I turned it off. In the end of the first period, I turned it off. Went upstairs, see you later.
When I did the math, I mean, and you don't have to be a mathematical genius. When I saw that 200 points was in reach, I said, I'm out. I'll see you later. You know.
No, I mean, it's, and it could be, you know, you think about what could be with these guys, how good they are. But we know they can shoot open jump shots, open threes.
Well, I mean, that's for sure.
The numbers, are great. The West took 72 twos. I'm surprised they actually had that close a ratio, and 71 threes. The East, though, they were good. The East took 49 twos and 97 threes.
97 threes.
There were 289 shots attempted, 168 threes, and 121 twos. I don't remember any twos.
Got it.
Oh, yeah, the layups, the uncontested.
Yeah, the wide open layups.
The uncontested coast-to-coast layups. That's where were the twos. I'd like to know how many 15-foot jump shots, because I didn't see any.
Oh, I didn't see any. No, those, I mean, you hardly get those in a game.
Yeah, you're right. You don't get those in a game.
But
well, anyway, it's
as we move on.
And by the way, just one, since we're talking All-Star, serious note here. And not that I'm not serious, but Boston, as you probably know, has applied for the 2029
right.
game. And, you know, it's a very complex undertaking because you have have civic cooperation and commercial cooperation. And, you know, I'm just saying, so we haven't had one since 1964. And that's hard. And that was a one that the players wanted to, almost, they threatened not to play. They were going to boycott. And because of the a union situation that they were trying to get started. And that's where Walter Brown famously called Tommy Heinsohn, are you ready for this one? A heel. a very, very stinging 20th century, accusation.
Yeah,
Tommy, you're a heel.
I'm sure Tommy, that really hurt him. That cut deep.
Oh, God, that's great. All right. Well, anyway, it's over. And now we get back to action on Thursday.
Well, I hope it happens in Boston. And because anytime, you know, when people, I want people to come to this city. I think, look, it's flawed. We understand that. I would love to see it here.
I'm all for having something happen. But, you know, anyway, I want people to, I recommend go read this story because there's other now, having ranted and raved about what it was and everything else, there's some very interesting observations in this Gary Washburn story from Steph Curry about the nature of the day for them. And
right.
If you wanted them to play, the conditions for the players as they sit through interminable delays and crap and stuff is it's not conducive to playing well, even if you wanted to. And they don't obviously want to. But I recommend people reading this. Go grab it.
Get your buckets with your first bet at FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Because right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 bet. That's $150 if your bet wins. Bet on all your favorite NBA players and teams. Quick bets, live same-game parlays, exclusive props, and more. Just visit FanDuel.com/Boston and shoot your shot. FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA. Massachusetts 21 plus and present in MA. Hope is here. First online real moneyline wager. Only $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234. So from the Boston Globe and Boston.com, because originally when I texted this information to Bob, Bob thought I had done all this research, right? I want to give credit where credit is due. The Celtics right now, 6 games in first place, best record in the NBA, and they have a pretty easy schedule coming up in the second half, Bob. Now, for the first 3 weeks, it's tougher. But after that,
I broke it down too. They've got 27 left, 12 home, 15 road, and there are two significant road trips. One, there's a week trip starting on March 5th, Cleveland, Denver. This is the Denver, Phoenix, Portland, Utah, and then they've got a second 6-gamer from March 22nd to April 1. Detroit, Chicago, 2 in Atlanta, which is interesting in itself, but even more interesting, a 3-day gap. They're going to sit in Atlanta for 3 days?
Yes, that's not good.
Back-to-backs are, you know, they're bringing them back a little bit, and I covered one of those 50 years ago in Houston, but and then New Orleans and Charlotte, and then they end up 6 of their last 7 at home. If there's any issues, you know, that they need to have resolved in terms of the conference, 6 of the last 7 are at home, so that'll be nice. But you know, they're on a pace. The pace I said is 64 right now. They're certainly going to win 60. And become the latest group of Celtic players teams to win 60.
Is there danger in this schedule?
Well,
complacency.
Oh, yeah. This is where Joe's gotta be crack the whip, if you will, in that regard. We're going to see if they've learned their lessons. You know, we all agree, you and me, and I think most people, that they have enough talent to win this thing. It's not going to be, nobody's going to out talent them. So they can be outfought, yes, outthought and fought, out-hustled, but they can't be out-talented because nobody's got as much talent as the roster, the first 8. And now we'll see how Tillman – that's my number one question now.
Right.
How are they going to integrate Tillman? How much time – you know, I think he's basically a Horford insurance.
Right.
More than anything. And not a, he's certainly not a Porzingis insurance, but he's a Horford insurance. But I want to see how that works out, and if he is going to have a role that's going to matter, which I think that was what they hoped. So that's going to be my big area of curiosity right now is how they're going to integrate Tillman and what he will bring, if anything, to the table.
When you look at the schedule, I do think it's beneficial in that Porzingis will get plenty of rest.
Porzingis. You know, we got to treat him like a Ming Vaz. No question. And he's so important now. We've seen he's whetted our appetite. We know how I didn't know he was this good. I'll be honest.
Yeah, I know.
I can't say it enough. Mea culpa, mea culpa. I did not know he was this good. And I'm thrilled to have him. But they are one team with him and one team and a very different team without him. So that's been established. So yes, we need to keep him healthy. And he just seems to have a knack for things, twinges,
right.
Gasps,
right.
And chasms. And
how important though? I mean, they're in control. They should have the top seed. So how important is it for them to have that top seed?
Well, when you start off 20-0 at home, tells you something, pretty damn important. You know, that bailed out even the vaunted 85-86 Celtics. Struggled a little bit with Houston in the finals. You know,
right.
And so they only beat them at 6 when people thought they were going to sweep them. I think sure you want to be home. You know, it's not. It's not determinant, I don't think. It's going to make life a lot easier. That's.
Let's talk about Jason Tatum for a minute and his presence this weekend. We know how you felt about the game.
Yeah.
But the fact that he had an opportunity to meet Larry Bird, which floored me that he hadn't met Bird yet.
Well, that's because Larry hasn't been a presence here in a long time. You know, I mean, remember, he started coaching 25 years ago, or 27 years ago. He got the 97. He got the Indiana job. And really, ever since then, he hasn't had any presence here that I can remember.
Right, but I just figured he's been around the NBA.
Some alums come by. But no, you think that maybe it's somewhere along the way, right, that he would have been. It hadn't. And he seemed very thrilled by the whole thing. And that's nice. And he's showing up. He's coming out, you know what I mean? More. He's comfortable in his own skin in public, and I think and recognizing his inherent leadership responsibility, if you will, on this team, and that's good, very heartening.
I think it's good. I saw a presence. We talked about how he's working with bringing wealth to the neighborhood he grew up in, and how he's being a community activist, and he did a great job on the CBS Morning News. But he just seemed like a veteran presence. He just seemed like a mature presence there.
Yep.
I was like, okay, it's no longer the kid. You know, Jason Tatum, professional basketball player, has arrived. And again, they come in at 19. You know,
Absolutely. And I'm wondering, I'm just throwing this out there, it could be completely off base and irrelevant. It had nothing to do with anything. But I'm wondering if he isn't being influenced looking at Brown's presence
and maybe.
Brown doesn't have these Brown, you know, he's been out there, you know what I mean, you know, as a personality from day one.
Personality and an activist.
He came in here, you know, as a confident young man and very willing to show us that. But I just think maybe he's playing, he's learning how to do it from Brown, maybe in that sense.
He looks very comfortable.
Now, I could be crazy. I could be completely wrong.
No. I mean, I think so. I think you look around and you see, but I also think he just seems to be very comfortable right now in his role.
Absolutely.
And I do want to give credit to Bird, because Bird, as long as I can remember, has always said, it's like, you know, he doesn't want to be compared to the players of today. He was like that, you know, this is their time. We had our time. And he seems to be a fan and he's supportive of them. And he's not one of these old bastards like back when I played, you know, he can't, you know what I mean? Like, and it could be good. It was more physical. You know, it was a harder league. We didn't make as much money, blah, 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 blah. But he doesn't do that. He seems to be a fan of the youth of today.
Yeah, and I think that's a good point. And that's good. It's nice to know.
It is good.
You know, I mean, I can think of a few others that in the generation before him who were exactly like that.
Right.
And I'll tell you who, Oscar and Jerry.
Yeah.
And Oscar particularly, you know. And by the way, it's nice to see. Didn't he look good? He's over 80, you know. He looked good, Oscar.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
He saw the camera. I was good. And I want people to remember, you know, his name. That's one thing I liked about when Westbrook was on the triple-double bench, is they brought Oscar Robertson's name back into the consciousness of people.
Oh, yeah.
And you want to remind people how good he was. So anyway, that's another aside. But you're right about that. I think Larry is good, and it's good that Larry's like that. And
you know, the one thing you could say about the sport of basketball, Bob, compared to the other sports, the legendary depth continues to grow, because, you know, the NHL has changed, obviously. It's definitely more skill than force. The NBA has changed. I mean, the NFL has changed now, where defensive players just can't have as much of a presence as they once did. They just can't. Baseball, I think, has some issues because it's just not as popular as it once was with the younger generation. But with the NBA, you know, pretty soon we're going to have pretty good debates about the top 100 of all time.
Oh, of course we are. I love that discussion. And you're right. But when the 75 came out and I was privileged to be one of the voters, you know, you, right away I started saying, okay, somebody's going to have to make room for Jokic and Giannis and Doncic. And it's clear it's going to be this case. And now we've got, you know, even more new ones. And it's going to be like Damian Lillard. He was my number 75. All right. Well, you know, we'll see if he can hold on to that when it's all said and done. So probably not. So, it's true. We've got a wonderful crop right now and of fine young players.
They can all shoot. They can all dribble. They know how to play. They understand moving without the ball. They can play defense when they choose to. You know, that's always going to be a thing. You know, some people are going to say, I need more. Well, you'll see them step up defensively in the playoffs when they have to, not in all-star games.
Look, when you're hiring for a small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role, not just anybody. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs has the tools to help you find the right professionals for your team faster and for free. It's important. You want to have quality candidates to interview. And with LinkedIn Jobs, it makes it so easy to find them. LinkedIn isn't just another job board. LinkedIn has a vast network of more than a billion, that's with a B, a billion professionals, which make it the best place to hire. It gives you access to professionals that you can't find anywhere else. LinkedIn does all of that while making the process easy and intuitive. Hiring is easy when you have so many quality candidates. So easy, in fact, that 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. LinkedIn knows that small businesses are wearing so many hats. I mean, you have a lot of jobs to do, right? While you're growing. And you might not have the time or the resources to sit there and do the hiring. LinkedIn is constantly finding ways to make the process easier. They've even launched a feature that helps you write job descriptions, making the process quicker, easier, less of a hassle. 2.5 million small businesses use LinkedIn for hiring. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/scribe. That's linkedin.com/scribe to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So, Bob, we had this, somebody on Twitter came up with this question. Because you talked about the All Indy 5, and you had a couple of write-in votes.
Yeah.
And there was someone on X that asked about an All New England 5.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm very confident in, it's a tough call to get that down to 5, but, and help me, I'm not claiming an omniscience here. I may have forgotten some very obvious person, but you start off with Patrick Ewing.
Sure.
Who, you know, though not born here, was raised in Cambridge and is American through and through. He's raised in Cambridge, Mass. Calvin Murphy from Norwalk, Connecticut, clearly.
I didn't know he was from Norwalk.
Oh, yes. Norwalk, Connecticut. Calvin Murphy. They're 1-2 that I would cite, okay? Now, we're talking about here, folks, is people born in or raised in New England, not not just going to college there, but you know, if
right.
Okay. Now it gets sticky. Michael Adams.
Oh, right.
Hartford, Connecticut. Dana Barros, Mattapan, Boston, Massachusetts. That's 4. And now I go 4 and 5. And of course, there's one very asterisky one because his career was so abortive. We'll get to him. Marcus Camby from Connecticut, or Ronnie Lee from Boston via Lexington High School. He was a rookie of the year, you know. It wasn't a long career.
Yeah,
it was a meteoric career with Phoenix. Then he got traded, and he was out of the league fairly quickly with injury. But okay.
Did he win the dunk contest 1 year?
I don't think so. I don't know for sure. I can't count.
Maybe we'll continue with somebody
else. I'm not a big connoisseur of the dunk. To me, the dunk contest, after a 5'7" guy won, they should have said, okay, that's it, it's over. You know, I really don't care if a 6'11" guy can dunk. You know,
can be played forever.
Now, the great what if guy from New England is Ernie D.
Right.
From Providence. Ernie D was the rookie of the year. Ernie D was in the second year when he got hurt. Second year, he got hurt. I can tell you the date. He got hurt on October 25th, 1974 in an exhibition game. He got hurt in Portland or so. He got hurt and his knee was never the same and he was never the same. Never. Okay. So that career never got a chance, but he was rookie of the year. Let's remember that. Led the league in assists and free throws. Marvin, what do we do with Marvin? You know, there's another Marvin what Barnes. If. Marvin Barnes, you know, I mean, all right. It's another what if. And okay, so there's the names. And for now, I'm being something of a smart ass here. Don't forget Cindy Blodgett.
That's fair.
All right. And
what about Cooper Lobo. Flagg? Cooper Flagg.
And Rebecca Lobo. Rebecca Lobo from
Rebecca
South.
Lobo. Yeah.
You know, and if we had to go 5, Ewing, Murphy, Barros, Adams, that's 2 BC guys. I'm sorry, but that's the way it is. And Camby. It wasn't a long, long career, but it had an impact. And that 99 Knick team that, you know, it was great college. But, you know, it's funny about Camby. Wake Forest played at UMass and before the Duncan senior season. And it was a ballyhooed game. You can imagine that that's two big men. And Camby outplayed him. And if you came out of that night and said, which one of them is going to become an all-time NBA player?
Right.
You would have said Marcus Camby.
Right.
Not. That's how good he was at the time, you know. So there you go. Interesting. It was fun. It was a fun thing to think about because I never really specifically thought about it that much. But so there you go.
All right, Bob. Well, you won't have to worry about an All-Star game until what, July something with the Major League All-Star game. So
yeah, Major League All-Star. People are saying, well, anyway, yeah, we'll get to that, of course. But anyway, I just urge people read, get a hold of this story. If you go online, if you don't have the Globe option to buy, and read the story, and then come away and ask yourself, well, if they're all that, and this is the way they wanted to treat it,
right?
It's really concerning. Okay.
All right, Bob. Brought to you by our exclusive wagering partner at the CLNS Media Network, FanDuel. Get buckets with your first bet on FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Because right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 bet. We will track down Mr. Goodman, and we'll talk to you again.
Very good.